Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that dog is for sale. I must take a trip to California.
It's Midday with Jamie and Wicket here on 98.1 KMBZ. KC Tech Council President Ryan Weber in studio today for Jamie. If you haven't seen this story out of Kansas, out of Merriam, you got to learn about a really cool effort made by our next guest. If you haven't seen the dog yet, the story is on our Facebook page. There's a three-year-old terrier mix named Queen who's been sitting at the Great Plains SPCA shelter for a while now. And our next guest is Scott Poor. And he has moved into the dog's enclosed space in the Merriam shelter. He's going to stay there until he finds the dog a home. Scott is with us right now on the Newsline. Thank you so much for the time, Scott. Back the truck up here for a second. How did you learn about Queen, and why are you living in an animal shelter right now?
Well, thanks for having me on. First of all, I really appreciate that and sharing her story. So to make a long story short, about 5 years ago, I gave up my corporate career because I wanted to dedicate my life to helping homeless pets in the Kansas City community. What I've done in that time is I've focused exclusively on the animals, the cats and dogs that have lived in the shelters the longest. Those are always my priority number one. And Queen came on my radar because I saw a post that Great Plains put out there on their Facebook page that said she was reaching 400 days in the shelter. That's an eternity for any animal. And I had to figure out, you know, what's going on with this dog? Why is she getting looked over? So I went and paid her a visit.
And what was your first encounter with Queen like?
Honestly, the dogs and cats that I work with normally have a lot of challenges, and I was absolutely shocked that she wasn't one of those animals. She's dog selective, as we like to call it, meaning she gets along with some dogs and gets and doesn't with others. But I mean, I suppose I'm human selective, so I get it. But other than that, you know, little kids make her a little nervous, but I mean, she's just a dog that's honestly looking for a human best friend, and she's so affectionate.
And what was your goal then when you said, I'm going to move in? And I don't know how I've seen the pictures. I mean, CNN has picked you up, and ABC has picked you up, obviously. I'm looking at these photos. I mean, you're in a closet.
Yeah, that's being nice. So what inspired me to move in was, I had reached out to the shelter, and I generally try to think of really creative ways to bring exposure to some of these animals. And I asked them what they'd tried, and they explained that they literally tried everything and nothing was working. Now, a while back, I had the idea, you know, hey, man, if you've ever got the right animal in the right shelter and it's the right situation, maybe you ought to move in with them and see what happens. And, you know, I just never acted on that, but after meeting Queen, I felt like, man, this girl deserves a loving family. I got to help her. So I just decided if I moved in, hopefully one local news channel would pick up my story and maybe it would help inspire others to come adopt her. And, of course, you know, look at us now.
Yeah, it's been all over. Great Plains SPCA in Merriam. His name is Scott Poor. He's living with a three-year-old terrier mix who's been at the shelter for more than a year. What'd you bring with you?
It's kind of funny you ask. So I brought some little things from home just to make our little 5-foot by 8-foot space look a little more like a home. I have a small little clothing line. That's what funds all of my animal rescue work called Mission Driven. And, you know, I couldn't stop running my business. So I brought in a little desk, a little chair, space for my laptop. I brought one plant. And I think I've got a couple of pictures and a calendar, but my bed was built for probably a 4 or 5 year old. So that's not exactly comfortable, but you got to do what you got to do in a 5 foot by 8 foot space.
So one of the questions we're getting on the text line is kind of interesting. I'm sure a lot of people are thinking this. They're wondering, why don't you just adopt the dog?
You know, that is the common question for like everybody that doesn't know me. That's a great question. But if you know me, you totally know why I don't. This is what I do. I help dogs like Queen, and I don't stop until I find her a home, and then I go to the next dog. It'll be 24 hours, and I'll be working with the next long-term dog. If I adopted every single long-term dog that I loved, I'd be in trouble. There'd be a lot of animals. I've actually helped place over 1,000 long-term animals in the last 4 years, so I'm really good at this, and this is where my heart is. And, you know, adopting another animal isn't what I do. It's helping those animals find loving homes.
Yeah, that's a good message, right? Because I feel like people can get caught up in having way too many animals at home.
Yes.
Or hoarding animals, which is even worse and more traumatic for poor animals and their families and the people who got to clean that up. So that's a good message.
Are you in charge of taking the dog out when Queen has to do her business? Are you basically like sole caretaker of this dog?
You know, for the most part, they have a staff that takes good care of all of the animals. And I will tell you, they kicked me out of the shelter for a couple of hours just because they have to give it a deep clean. They have to medicate, feed. And to be honest, that was the best thing I learned when I was there, because that means I get a shower and eat.
So, it's loud in there, too. You probably enjoy a little bit of the peace and quiet.
Hey, you know, it's funny you bring that up. It is nice, but something that I've learned that gives me a whole nother perspective for these shelter pets is you'd think when the staff leaves and the lights go off, everybody would go to bed. And boy, that is not the truth at all, man. There is somebody barking all the time. It never stops. The air conditioning unit kicks on and it sounds like an earthquake is going on. There's not a lot of peaceful sleeping going on. So, and, you know, another reason to adopt an animal or foster an animal is get them out of that building. Give them a chance to get a good night's sleep.
Scott, do you have a job?
Yeah, so I have a clothing line called Mission Driven that's based here in Kansas City. Mission Driven Goods is my website. And I'll be honest, it is not an easy life, but I needed a business that would be online in order for me to be able to fulfill my dream, which is volunteering every day, all day. I couldn't do that if I had an office to go to. So that clothing line funds my ability to do everything that I do in animal rescue, including my little adventure with Queen, which I hope is a short one, but I'm willing to be here as long as it takes.
Do you have family?
I've got a 5-year-old terrier mix named Leo.
Okay.
he's my man. He's my sidekick. In fact, he's awesome. I bring a different dog home from a different shelter almost every night, and he plays a big role in that because the dogs we bring home are usually neglected or abuse cases and are really having a tough time. So sometimes I bring a dog home and I can't even really spend time with him, but my dog Leo does. So we're truly partners in crime in this animal rescue adventure.
Scott, when did you go into the enclosure? How long have you been living with Queen?
Tuesday. So Tuesday was when we went in, and to be honest with you, we didn't really get much media attention the first couple of days, so I was starting to get a little nervous. We only had a couple of visitors, but then all of a sudden one of my social media posts really took off. And that's when, oh my gosh, the floodgates opened with the media. And I feel like today is really the first full day that everybody knows Queen and they know her story. So I'm confident we're at the bare minimum, we're going to get at least some good candidates coming through the door today.
Just going to ask you that. We've got it up on the KMBZ Facebook page. It's up on the KMBZ Twitter page as well. If you want to see Queen, you want to see Scott's story, you can. Are you getting nibbles? Are you getting people who are coming in to meet Queen to figure out? And trust me, I have a very dog-selective dog of my own. I know how tough that can be because it eliminates more than half the people. Because if you have a dog, you want to bring a dog home and maybe they can grow up to be doggy buddies. But when you have Queen and they are dog-selective, it is difficult. Are you getting candidates in?
Yeah, we're getting a handful. Not as many as I would like. But I really feel like, you know, everybody knows by now her story. You know, the shelter, since we're on the air, the shelter is open from 12 to 7 today and 11 to 6 on the weekend. I've got a really good feeling that her hero is going to walk through the door. And also, there's one other little fun part to this story. Since I'm taking up space and actually taking a room up at Great Plains, I think I should pay rent. And what I mean by that is if you're unable to adopt Queen, I'm challenging everybody out there to make a donation to Great Plains SPCA. And for the entire month of September, every single dollar is matched by a generous donor. So what a great time to donate to the shelter. And you're donating, you know, to Queen and I in our space.
What's her backstory, by the way? Where was she found?
Oh, man, it's not good. So she was found living behind a dumpster in Independence, a true stray animal. And we got a feeling by the looks of her, her life wasn't much better than that before the dumpster. So it was a true rescue. When she got into Great Plains, that was a giant step up from where she was. But she also needed some adjustment. I mean, you know, a normal life is a challenge to a dog that's never been in a kennel, never had food on a regular basis, never had belly rubs, you know, been around people. So she's come so far, and her progress is amazing. And like I said, if you watch any of the photos or videos on my Mission Driven Facebook page, you'll see exactly the temperament she has. I mean, she's connected to my hip and just as sweet as they get, but she's also outgoing. She loves playing tennis ball, loves tug of war. I call her the all-or-nothing dog because she gives you everything she's got, then she tips over and sleeps for an hour and a half. It's just a great animal.
I'm the same way.
Hey,
right, I can relate.
Hey, Scott, I think what you're doing is awesome. I wish I could take Queen off your hands personally. The right person is out there. Great Plains SPCA, the shelter in Merriam. Thank you so much for what you're doing. We will talk to you down the road. Hopefully you're not there for the rest of the weekend, but if you are, it's a great cause. Thanks so much for what you're doing.
Thank you.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.